It's the time of the season when love runs high.
The Bloomington Playwrights Project presents Blooming Plays, five short plays that have come from months of workshopping and revision at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. They play this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights at 8. Sunday afternoon is a matinee at 2. I'm George Walker, and our guests are Bill Govey and also David Nosko. Bill, you're one of the producers for this, and I mentioned that these shorts have come from some workshopping. Tell us a little bit about the process that's led up to the productions that people will have a chance to see this week.
The workshops are, we call them the Laura Shiner Studio Series, because that's where the workshops are conducted. What we do is we work with the playwrights to, in a structured way, to kind of get feedback for them so that they can take that back and synthesize that into their creative process. Sometimes we call it tightening the play up, or sometimes the play takes a different direction from what the playwright had originally envisioned. But the idea is to get it up on its feet and have people actually read the scripts, and in some cases act the scripts out a little bit, just to see, so the playwright actually has a real vision of what their work is accomplishing at that moment in time.
Now, you say this has actually gone on over a period of months, the workshopping of these individual plays.
Yes. The plays that are going to be performed this month are the result of a lot of work over several months by the playwrights, by several actors, the producers, just everybody involved has really put a lot of energy into these, and I think that it'll show.
Now, people have said that that plays aren't written, they're rewritten, and it sounds as if we really have an active process going on at the Playwrights Project with this particular endeavor. Are these veteran playwrights in general?
Some have several plays that are out and about, and some of them are fresh off the boat, as it were.
Uh-huh. We're talking with Bill Govey. He's one of the producers of the upcoming Blooming Plays at the Bloomington Playwrights Project this week. Our second guest is also a producer. In addition, he's also a director and a writer for Blooming Plays. That's David Nosko. David, we had a chance to talk to Bill about the workshop process, and I wondered if we could ask you a little bit about how it affected your actual writing as a playwright. Tell us how it was for you.
Well, somebody like me tends to write a lot of words, and then you share it with people, and some laugh at you, and some seem real confused. But through the feedback process in a very structured way, you're able to kind of meet the audience halfway.
Uh-huh. So as you were working with this, it really was a process that was very, very positive for your kind of playwriting, where you throw out quite a lot of material and then really do need some help with pairing and with focusing.
Indeed. The beautiful part of the feedback process is every playwright can seek out whatever information that they need at that time. So as we are students of playwriting and we're learning how to write plays in a more or less collective fashion, for me, it was trying to learn how to give dialogue back and forth. For other playwrights, it's how to structure a play. For other playwrights, it's, you know, maybe they struggle with character development. So it's a way to really target the focus of your feedback, and thus hopefully you improve faster in a shorter period of time.
And so we have a benefit for you and the other playwrights, and also, frankly, a benefit for we, the audience, as well.
That's the goal.
Been talking with David Nosko, and before that with Bill Govey, the producers of the upcoming productions called Blooming Plays, a set of five varied short plays that have been workshopped at the Bloomington Playwrights Project. And they play this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 2. The theater's on 9th Street between College and Walnut. I'm George Walker.